Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
All right, here we go. Tuesday morning, 9 days until Toy Drive. I know that's not the forefront on everybody's mind, but it is on ours.
Yes.
this little Thanksgiving thing, a little bump in the road before Toy Drive. And that's obviously 2 days away. Do you nap?
I'm not a napper. I don't nap well, though. That's the problem. So when I nap, I wake up and I'm groggy and I'm kind of a B word. So, no.
Apparently, the perfect Thanksgiving nap. You know, there's a study for everything.
Everything.
Again, if we would just channel our energies to something, you know, like, I don't know, cancer, world hunger. Maybe say, you know, we could get a lot. I really think we could get a lot done. But they found that, whoever they are, that 42 minutes is the ideal Thanksgiving nap.
Tell that to my dad. He's the king of the Thanksgiving nap, and he'll nap for 2 hours post-turkey time.
I will, right around pie time, I'll be sitting on the couch, and I will most likely nod off.
Sure.
But it's not for 42 minutes.
No.
No. It'll be like
20, right?
Yeah. And here's the great part about our family when we get together. My mother-in-law, God bless her, literally once all the excitement's done, she wants you to leave. She does. She wants you out.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I have an interesting question that I don't know that you've... Do you look down... You're not an Apple user. You're
I am.
User.
I do have an iPhone.
Do you look down on those of us Android users?
No, I don't look down on it. However, when I do have to work with someone that has that, I look at your phone and I go, dang it, I don't think this is going to be compatible. That's my number one dread.
It is hard. I hate trying to send pictures and video sometimes because stuff just doesn't come out.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
And it stinks. Well, all right. Apple is finally changing the way that it does text messages.
Oh.
This doesn't affect me. Other than when you like, or this morning I sent you something and you emphasized.
Yes.
And it came back. What does that do on your end if somebody emphasizes or loves or whatever on a text?
It just has the little emblem at the top of the text that has like the heart or the exclamation mark or the thumbs down or the thumbs up.
I get an entirely new, not new text, but it's another entry in the chain.
Yep.
That says emphasized and then copies.
Oh, no. We all get those texts too. As soon as you're, that's the reason group chats are the absolute worst. Ugh. Because anyone that's in the group chat that has an Android, we get the alert that you've emphasized something.
So Apple has just announced that they're planning an update next year that won't fix all of the differences.
Sure.
But they've said, okay, we're at least going to go your way a little bit. It might fix most of the problems. Photos and videos from Androids will be higher quality. You'll be able to see when the person is typing, just like when somebody has iPhone.
Oh.
I know. And most importantly, one person with an Android doesn't completely screw up what?
The group chat!
Yay!
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
It's good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Las Vegas' favorite jewelers, the holidays, man. Let Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers hook you up. Your factory direct source for natural diamonds and lab-grown diamonds. Maybe just one story.
Okay.
Maybe just one.
Stanley water bottles, obviously the hot holiday gift to give someone this year. And not going to be hurting their sales at all.
This story,
uh-huh. Yeah. A woman named Danielle posted a TikTok last week after her car caught on fire. This thing was torched, okay? Guess what stayed intact the entire time?
Yeah.
With the ice still in the cup.
Okay, now let's go back and review. The car went up,
yes.
Like all the way up.
Boom.
The Stanley Tumbler survives. Still ice.
Yeah. So that's a good feeling story in itself right there. You're like, that's incredible, right? No. Now Stanley is stepping up, the company Stanley, not a man named Stanley, the company, and offering to buy her a new car. The company president posted a video about it and thanked her for showing people how tough their product is. So now they're going to get her a new car.
That's smart. That's that's the smart way for a company to use social media. So many people, and there's, boy, are there tons of stories out there right now about how people don't like being spammed on their social media.
Yeah.
They don't want to be sold to. This is the smart way for companies to use social. Good on you, Stanley. Yeah, I don't have one. I might have to get one. So I may be, you may have converted me right there. Thank you, Kayla. Oh, wait. Now you know what you can.
Now I know what I can get you.
For the guy who doesn't need a damn thing. Yes. It's your good feeling stories of the day. I feel like we've done something here.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I forget your situation. Are you having people over on Thursday?
We will just have my father-in-law and brother-in-law over.
So it's just a small. Oh,
just
and
the
then
four
you're
of
going.
Us.
You're go. Yeah, and then you're going, but you're going to others. To
I
other
don't think so anymore. We were going to, and I think it's just gonna. We're just gonna hang out at the house and just do our own thing. Are you guys gonna go over to other places?
We're hosting.
Oh, good. Okay, that's fun.
Yeah. No, we're hosting, and then my question was, are you ready?
Yeah, we're totally ready. But I'm an early buyer, so we get everything really far in advance, and then we just keep frozen what we need to keep frozen. So
I was told, and I don't know if this is actually true, but I was told that the checkout line at Costco day before on Sunday, and this makes a lot of sense, but that the Costco line was all the way back to the dairy section.
I can confirm that. So we go to the one on St. Rose, and that was absolutely mad. It was insane. We waited in line because they don't open until 10. So we got there at like 9:45 thinking like sometimes they open the doors early. The line was all the way down the street, wrapped around the building once. It was absolute madness. They opened the doors. So we went in. We were, again, at the end of the line, but they pump everyone through pretty quickly.
Oh, sure.
We got to the pie section, and there was one lady there that had three carts, and we just wanted to go see what the pie situation was going to be with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
One lady had three carts with pies filled in each one. And I go, oh,
yeah.
My
She's probably reselling
God.
Them. She's probably... there's probably an illicit pie market out there somewhere.
Triggering everyone right now by saying that. That's funny.
No, that was our plan, was to go get we were going to get a pie. We need pie and we need propane. Oh yeah. Cause I'm frying a turkey. There are very few things that I really think that I do well, and frying a turkey is one of them.
Oh yeah.
No, I mean, I'm good at it.
Are you able to keep it juicy when you fry it, though?
Yes, absolutely. Well,
thoroughly impressed. I'm going to have to get whatever you do. I'm going to have you write it down, because every time I've fried a turkey in the past, it's just not as juicy as when we've done it in like the oven or anything like that.
Oh, that's so weird. No, that's so weird. My guess is A, too much fry. Too much.
Sure. Okay.
And B, I inject the... You know what, out of that bird, that thing's got so much, that thing's got a year's supply of sodium in it. And that's why it's so great. It's so good. It's buttery, salty goodness.
Delicious.
And it's, we were going to go out. We were actually going to go out today and get propane and pies. And then we've scared my wife off the pie thing. She's like, I'll just make pies. Oh. And then, but now you know me with a challenge. So now I'm like, no, let's at least just drive by. let's just go look. I don't know.
Go on the dark web. Apparently someone's on there selling a boatload of pies from Costco.
some lady bought three carts worth and passed them off as her own. Yeah, I see what's going on here.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So usually the barometer, you know, one of the barometers that we use for stuff, obviously we want stuff to be, you know, fun and or funny, you know.
Yeah.
And then if we're going to do stuff like relationship rehab, we want there to be, you know, if there's just one answer, if it's easy, If, you know, if it's an E, that's no fun. That's just like, well, yeah, they're being a B. Tell them to knock it off. That's not always great. So we like to have, stuff that you can, you know, you can bat around a little bit and have fun with. Sometimes you got to do the bit just for the story.
Yep.
And my friends, at 7:17 in the morning, at 7:17 on the 21st day of November, 2023, 9 days till toy drive. This is that time. So she wanted to, do you want to tell her or you want me to? She wanted a relationship rehab. This what? Is not that because is there really, okay, there are going to be people that are going to be on her side. You're wrong too. you're out of control as well. We understand it. We respect it. We get why it's happening. But calm down. So wait, who's telling this, me or you?
I can tell it if you want.
Please, be my guest.
So a few weeks ago, my husband and I did a staycation on the Strip, and my sister-in-law watched our four-month-old.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good, and hope you had fun time.
Yeah, so you went, you did it. Good for you.
For sure. Maybe trying to make baby number two.
Yikes.
While she was there, the sister-in-law tripped the breaker by running a million things all at once, which turned the deep freezer off in the garage.
Deep freeze. That's what your grandma calls it. I love that. Yeah. By the way, I'm on an island on that one because Adrian, our producer, goes, yeah, it's a deep freeze.
Shut up. So the deep freeze that housed a lot of the breast milk that I have taken weeks to pump. Uh-huh. Needless to say, by the time we realized the deep freeze had shut off and nothing was salvageable, it was too late and I had to start all over again.
Sure.
So I don't blame her. You'd probably be mad about that too. I told my husband that I was not talking to her because she knew that she had triggered the breaker and didn't say anything to us. And we had to figure it out down the line when the damage had already been done.
Do we all know what this room is in their house too? We have it. It's like a powder room, and its bathroom doesn't have a shower, and so that GFI that we actually had somebody come in and change it because that GFI trips the garage. I'm telling you right now, I know that's what this is. I'm seeing this in my own head.
She ran
curling
iron and the blow dryer and everything all at once.
Yeah, and here was the thing. And the reason why we figured it out is because something very similar happened. The GFI trip, we didn't know how to get the damn power back on back in the powder room. But by the time we figured it out, we'd also ruined everything that was in the, dare I say, deep freeze.
So she says, I'm not over it yet, and I just need some time. And I asked her not to come to our house for Thanksgiving. And everyone in our family thinks that I'm being unreasonable, including my husband. They need to respect my feelings. Until you're a mother and spend hours strapped to a machine to pump, you won't get it. I'm appreciative that she watched her baby, but why didn't she just text us that something had gone wrong? I would have told her to check the freezer.
Probably. And I get that. I do. I get all of this.
No. If I would have checked, been like, I just a heads up, I went through and checked everything, I would have been like, cool. I wouldn't have been like, go out to the garage and check the freezer.
Why, because she already, but she already knows. That's the thing. She knows. And so the person who wrote the email, they know that that's the deal. That if you, it only takes once to figure it out that if you pop the breaker, you know, the GFI in your powder room, that it's going to shut off the freezer. Because you know why? Because you're looking around the powder room trying to figure out how to get the power back on. And then you go to the breaker and none of that works. And then you go, hey, look at this GFI up against the wall. And yep. I don't want to say that this happened to me in my real life, but it might have happened in real life.
You lost your breast milk? I'm so sorry.
You know what? Between that and the almond milk and the oat milk, do you know it's hard to find the nipples on those things?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, help me understand this. Your husband, I want to make sure because I think I already know the answer.
Sure.
Your husband is a grown man.
Yes, he is. Yes. 33 years old.
Okay, good. Also helpful. Mentally, he's you know, has the capacity of a 33-year-old man?
Absolutely.
So why do you think you need to do Elf on a Shelf for your husband? He's not a child.
He's not a child, but I just think it would be a fun thing to do. His name is Buddy, so everyone would go, oh, Buddy the Elf, ha ha ha.
Oh, God.
So I thought it would be a fun thing to do for us this holiday if I did Elf on a Shelf, but I didn't want to tell him. I just wanted to start doing it one day.
It is kind of funny.
Yeah.
It is good because I think we all, when we're by ourselves, so you get up early, you leave the house, like right now.
Yes.
He's already up and gone too. But earlier this morning, he was left to his own devices. So I'm sure that there's stuff that happens that that you don't know about.
Yes.
Dancing around the house in his underwear.
Whatever.
You know, whatever.
I was going to go more for he goes for a morning run, but sure, the dancing around the house in his underwear works too.
No, that's
too.
Normal activity. I'm talking about abnormal activity. That Elf on a Shelf, I don't know, you could be harshing his vibe.
He's just ruining.
That's the whole thing. He won't care. He's like, oh, I'm a grown man.
Sure.
But then he's, dancing around the house,
yep.
Singing at the top of his lungs to Taylor Swift, looks over, there's that freaking elf.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
My barometer on some of this stuff is not good. Am I a bad person if I say that I do love the movie Wedding Crashers?
No, you're not a bad person. It's entertaining.
But I know it hasn't. It hasn't lasted well. What I mean? If you look at it through the lens of 2023, where we're offended by everything, where we look for reasons to be offended.
Sure.
I think there are. I'm sure of it that there are parts of that.
It's so funny. I haven't watched it in its entirety in years. When it's on TV, you just watch it for 20 minutes,
yeah.
And then change or whatever. It's kind of.
The one good line's coming. You see that. Then it goes to commercial because you watch TBS.
Yeah.
And then you're out. The only reason I bring it up, real life Wedding Crasher, and she was on a crime spree. 57-year-old woman, her name's Sandra Henson, just in case you care, just pled guilty to larceny, trespassing, and disturbing the peace. She got busted crashing a wedding in September and stealing from people.
Oh my God. That
was her deal. Not her first rodeo. She apparently has been doing this scam for 6 years throughout Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi, stealing from the bride, groom, and their guests. You head to the dance floor, she digs through your purse while guests are distracted during what they call memorable moments. And there's all the different times,
yep.
When everybody's attention
is on the dance floor, whatever the case may be. Yeah.
She will grab presents off of gift tables. That seems to be the obvious. But apparently he's also made off digging through people's purses and stealing gifts, made off with tens of thousands in cash, credit cards, and gifts.
Oh my God.
Not anymore. Finally busted. There's no joke there. I wish there was. There's not.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, if you had an invite to Martha Stewart's house for Thanksgiving, sorry to tell you, canceled.
Oh, no.
No, Martha's not doing it. 9 of her guests apparently got the crud. Don't know whether it's COVID or whatever it is. But Martha ended up, now I don't know if this came in the, in general conversation. Like, what does Martha Stewart do for Thanksgiving?
Because you would think it would be a huge spread or something like that.
Right. And I don't feel like Martha Stewart feels the need to, how some people go on social media and feel like they have to announce everything. And it's like, why are you doing a press conference? This isn't an airport. You don't have to announce your departure. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, but Martha said, I called up my chef friend and I said, we're not doing Thanksgiving. She's already cooked 14 turkeys for her TV show. She still said that she had to do one more turkey on the Today Show. So she's like, I'm turkeyed out. I don't care. Half my, or however many 9 guests aren't coming.
Yes.
So she's like, whatever. Her new plan is she's going to hit 5 different, she'll do Friendsgiving.
Okay, so that was my question. I'm like, what about all the people that were scheduled and now you're telling them a couple of days out from Thanksgiving and now they all have to make other plans? But something tells me that if you were invited to Martha Stewart's Thanksgiving, you're high profile enough to where you're probably invited to other really nice.
Yeah, no, you got people.
Exactly.
Or, you know, whatever. Maybe it's a Domino's night. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. Do you see this face I'm making? Do you see this pursed lips? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Some folks from Live Science, whatever, are trying to tell us that the first whales had legs and swam by wiggling their feet.
No.
No, they didn't.
Over like Godzilla?
Over millions of years, the legs evolved into flippers. Man, wouldn't that be a bummer if you were a whale, though, but you used to be Godzilla?
That would suck like, so bad.
Evolution sucks. It's terrible. Lamborghini started out as a tractor company in 1948. The founder didn't start his car company until 1963.
Oh, really?
That was the one thing, too, over this last weekend, over F1 weekend.
Yeah.
I'll bet those guys did killer business, the Lambo rentals.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, yeah, on DI alone Saturday night. I know, what are you doing out? But, actually, it was Friday night. And so, yeah, they're all fired up for the, anyway. The longest year in history, it wasn't 2020, because it seemed like it. The longest year in history was 46 BC, 445 days long. That was when Julius Caesar transitioned us from the Roman calendar to the 365-day calendar that we know now.
Oh, okay.
There was an organization called BAD. We've heard of MAD and SAD. You know, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. Yeah. I'm not sure what SAD stands for. But there was an organization called BAD, B-A-D-D, in the 80s. It stood for Bothered About Dungeons and Dragons and was for parents who believe that Dungeons and Dragons was evil, satanic, and corrupting their children. And oh my God, what kind of impact do you think they would have had if social media was around then? Actually, it probably just would have, people would have looked at that and gone, stop.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Just stop it. Yeah, that song, You Gotta Fight for Your Right, The Party by the Beastie Boys. That was actually, they were making fun of frat boys.
That's hilarious.
It was really a parody. And they were making fun of like heavy metal songs like Smoking in the Boys Room and I Wanna Rock.
Sure.
The band actually was quite annoyed that people took that at face value and said, yes, we do, in fact, have to fight for our right to party. Yeah, they were kind of like,
As a former Greek life person, guess what song they played at every frat party I went to?
It's the anthem.
Yes.
They're like, wait, but we're misunderstood. Yeah. Suck it up. That's the more you know before we go. And before we go, Kayla's got a joke.
What is something, it's more like a riddle this time, just
okay,
so you're aware.
I'm ready.
What is something that's usually insulting, but not at Thanksgiving?
What is something that's what?
What is something that's usually insulting? But it's not at Thanksgiving.
Uncle Jimmy, until he's got a couple of drinks in him.
Sure.
Yeah, then all right. I don't know that that's the answer, but that's what I'm going with.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Not unlike you, this week we're getting our work done and getting the hell out of here on a short week. It's nice not having all these people around the office. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And there's going to be even less people tomorrow. But yeah, so Kayla's got a joke.
What's something that is usually insulting, but not at Thanksgiving?
Not at Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And it's not Uncle Jimmy.
Not Uncle Jimmy. Although that was a good guess.
Post-drinks. Yeah. What is it?
A family member giving you the bird.
Ah, the bird. Ah, the bird. by the way, if I'm to that end, if I'm flipping you off, we love each other. Or at least I love you. If I'm flipping you off, that's a sign. Make it a great day. We'll meet back here one more time tomorrow before the Thanksgiving holiday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.